your father, Fred G., to graduate at 16.
Yes, from Oklahoma State, early on.
And that was a full...
Well, yeah, because in those days, there were no schools, so it was kind of homeschooling. So I was more or less homeschooled in certain respects. And they had one teacher that probably taught all the grades in hominy. So he passed all the tests to go to Oklahoma State when he was 13. Education was very, very important in the Drummond family. Quite often they would move to Stillwater or wherever it was to take their children. The R.C. Drummond family, they just moved down there. But my father went down, stayed in a boarding house, and then he wanted to get an advanced degree, and there weren't that really many universities that had advanced degrees. So he wound up going to Harvard.
At 16?
At 16. Mm-hmm.
And what year about would that have been?
1913.
How many years was he at Harvard?
He didn't complete his degree because Grandfather Drummond died, and so that's when he came back. He was there probably about a year and a half. So he completed the first year and part of the second year and then came back to take over the trading company, which, again, that was the Walmart of Osage County. That was a pretty big deal. And even if you needed to be buried, they also had coffins that you could get. I thought that was always kind of funny. All the old trading companies, that if they had a furniture store, they were usually in the morticians as well.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the same thing happened in the Dakotas.
So your father then was really into retail to begin with.
Yeah.
And then gravitated.
They gravitated to the ranching business, yes. There seemed to be more profit in the ranching business than there was in the retail business.
Your father lived to be how old and when
he
passed?
Well, he was fairly young when he died. He died at age 63 after I graduated, got my advanced degree from Stanford once upon a time, got an MBA, and knew I did not want to be a rancher. So I wound up in the banking business in Kansas City. And then when he developed lung cancer and had 6 months to live, why, it was my job to come back to become a rancher and take over the cattle ranches.
Your job, meaning the family expected you to do that?
The family expected me to do that.
How did you feel about that?
I felt that it was a thing for me to do. That's what you do, what you do.
But you had grown up as obviously the son of
a cattle rancher.
Very young, you just did not want to be a rancher, did you?
Well, I tell you what, during World War II, I rode 10 jillion miles. I'll never forget, it was hot and dusty. We'd gotten up at 2 o'clock that morning, ridden 11 miles to go where we were going to help rounding up cattle. And it was hotter than blue blazes. Finally got some water and a cheese sandwich at lunch. Coming back that evening at 3 o'clock and going down an old dusty road, my horse had his head between his legs, and I said, "Frederick, I'm never going to be a rancher." Famous last words.
So you were how old?
Probably 14 at that time. As you're a kid then, whenever you got on a horse, you got on a horse to work. There were never any fun and games. You were out there doing what you needed to do, roundups and building fence and hauling hay, everything that you have to do as a rancher. To be a rancher, you got to be pretty physical. I thought, hey, there's got to be an easier way than working your bones off.
So then when the call came to you that the family really expected you to come back, all of this negative feeling that you had about ranching had to come washing over your brain.
It did. It all, I got away. I thought, well, you know, I need to come back. I had a friend that in the bank up there at Kansas City. He'd run the cattle loan department, and that's what I was doing at that time. Came back to be under him, and he said, "Frederick, better to run a peanut stand and be a peanut vendor and own your own stand than to work for somebody else." So I came back to run the peanut stand.
But before that, you got your master's degree in business administration at Stanford University, so you knew how to run that peanut stand.
I had a good education, yes. I had a good idea on how to run a peanut stand.
Mm-hmm. But didn't you go to Texas there in the 50s?
No, I spent a couple of years in the military in the 50s in Germany. After I came back from the military, that's when I went to get my master's from Stanford.
After your master's at Stanford, then what?
Then I went to Kansas City.